Hi class, we have been learning about various things in life. Many people have got various kinds of properties. It can be land, it can be machine, it can be farm, right? And wherever somebody is assaulting somebody for this kind of property, then he is punished by the law. So there are laws available for immovable property. We have learnt about Information Technology Act also. So similarly, knowledge is power. Intellectual property is also a property which has been considered to be very important in life in today's world. So the intellectual property rights are also there, and there is an act for that. There are various acts under this intellectual property rights. It can be Trademark Act, it can be Patents Act, it can be Designs Act, it can be regarding geographical locations act. So today we are going to learn two such acts. The first one we will learn will be the Designs Act 2000. Well, there are engineers who are making designs. In industries, various designs are made, and it should not be duplicated by anybody else to get the advantage of that. For that, there are certain intellectual property rights for the designs. So we are going to learn in detail about these things. The Designs Act 2000 was enacted with effect from 25th of May 2000. Why it was enacted? To balance the interest and achieve the objects of registered industrial designs. To create incentive to design activity. Unless such kind of law is there, what will happen? Why people should innovate and create new designs? Because if somebody innovates and create new design and immediately somebody copies, then all his efforts of research, innovation, and the amount of money and time wasted will be useless, because somebody else is just copying it and then selling it in the market. So to prevent this kind of things and to let people more innovate things, this act helps us. To create incentive to design activity, to remove impediments to the free use of the available designs also, this act will help us. Now what we mean by design? It has been defined under section 2B and 20 of the Designs Act. It says that design means only the features of shape, configuration, pattern, ornament, or composition of lines, colors applied to any article. It can be an article by any industrial process or means. It can be different processes. As we know, in pharmaceutical industries, various processes are there to produce the tablets, to produce the injections, to produce the syrups, etc. And so many other things. It can be nutraceuticals. So by any industrial process or means, whether it is done manually or it is done mechanically with the help of machines, or it can be a chemical. It may be separate of different things, or it can be combined of two or more things, which in the finished article appeals to and are judged solely by the eye. It is by naked eye you give the impression of that article with the help of this innovative new thing that is there in the process, or in the mechanical, or in the chemical, or in the form of lines or ornament or pattern, or a different kind of configuration which is different from the normal routine things, and it attracts your eye to go towards it and buy it or use it. Now registration of design is defined under sections 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Any person who claims to be the proprietor of any new or original design which is not previously published in any country and which is not contrary to public order or morality. Now, this kind of design should not be contrary to public order given by the government, or it should not affect adversely to the morality of the people, because one should be moral, one should be ethical. What is morally right, one has to follow that. You cannot give such a design whereby somebody's religious belief will be adversely affected, somebody's morals will be adversely affected, and things like that. So, which is not contrary to public order or morality may apply to the controller for registration. And who is the controller for registration? It is the same person who is for controller for Patents Act also. Application should be filed in the patent office. Design may be registered in not more than one class. It should not be registered in more than one class. It should be unique, and it should be open to public to access that, so that in case somebody has already registered this design, he can oppose this, and then you may not get the registration of your design, because already somebody has registered that design. That means he is the originator and you are the duplicator, you are just copying that. Certificate shall be given by the controller to the proprietor of the design on only on registration of design. Unless you have registered your design, you cannot be the authority for that. And hence, if somebody has developed a design, but he has not registered the design, and somebody else, suppose he copies also and then registers it subsequently, then the previous person may not take any objection for that, because registration of design is very, very important as per the law. Just orally telling that this is what I had done, there is no proof for it. Now, what we mean by prohibition of registration of certain designs? A design which is not new or original, naturally you are prohibited to register that. Original design can be registered, not the old one. Again, a design has been disclosed to the public anywhere in India or in any other country by publication in tangible form prior to the filing date or the priority date of the application for registration. Suppose it has been displayed in public by somebody else of the same design, then you cannot register for the design, because already people know about it. There is nothing new about it. It is not significantly distinguishable from known designs. Now, there are many industrial designs that are coming up, and somebody has designed certain things and you have slightly modified it, whereby there is no distinguishable features which tells you that this is totally a new design or original design, then you cannot register such kind of design. It comprises of or contains scandalous or obscene matter. Suppose in your design, certain features or certain matters that are there are scandalous, which can sensitize the people adversely, or there are certain obscene thing, sexually explicit thing, or something like a porno film or a design, then naturally you cannot register such kind of design, because it is adverse to public morality as seen in our definition. Now, whenever you are registering for a design, and if the registrar of the patents office where you are registering, he or she is satisfied with your proposal, he is going to give you what is known as copyright for that. Right? So, the copyright is given for 10 years after registration. It is your copyright, nobody else can copy it. Right? Unless you agree with it, unless you give him the license to do that. On the application of the extension of the period of copyright, controller shall extend the period of copyright even for 5 more years. Right? With the prescribed fee, one can do that. Cancellation of registration, any person interested may present a petition to the controller. Suppose some other person says that this is my original design, I had already registered. in past. How can you register his design in his name and give him copyright? In that case, it can be revoked also by the controller if he is satisfied with it. The design has been previously registered in India or has been published in India or any other country prior to the date of registration, then it may be revoked. The design is not a new or original, naturally, then you cannot be given copyright for that. The design is not registered under the Act. Under the Act, if there is some morality problem comes or some obscene thing is there, then naturally controller is not going to register that under the Act, and in that case, naturally you will not get the copyright for that. Now let us understand about assignment and transmission, which is given under section 30. What we mean by piracy of registered design, which is given under section 22. During the existence of copyright in any design, it shall not be lawful for any person without license or written consent of the registered proprietor to duplicate that design and sell it in the market, right? Because he has got the copyright for 10 years. Without his giving you license or agreement that you can use this design for sale or for any exhibition or anything, naturally if you do it, then you are punishable under the Act. To apply any article in which the design is registered for purpose of sale, the design or any fraudulent or obvious imitation thereof, or to import any article belonging to the class to which the design has been registered. You cannot import from other country of the same design without the approval of that. To publish or expose for sale that article knowing that the design or any fraudulent or obvious imitation thereof has been applied to any article in which the design is registered. In case of contravention of the Act as by the controller of the design, he has to pay to the registered proprietor of the design a sum not exceeding 25,000, which is recoverable as a contract debt, or to pay damages as awarded and to be restrained by injunction in the court. Thank you.